Jojo Rabbit hops a path far more difficult than Peter's Cottontail Bunny Trail. Title character to the new movie by the director of Marvel Comics hit Thor, Jojo lives in Nazi Germany and, like many little boys, talks with an imaginary friend. Well, not quite imaginary. Adolf Hitler runs the country, but shows up in fantasy form to advise Jojo on daily life as the little boy pursues his goal of succeeding in the Nazi Youth Corps. One more hitch. Writer-director Taiki Waititi plays Hitler for laughs. His success level may vary from viewer to viewer, since some will never see anything to joke about when it comes to Hitler and Nazis. Others who follow a laughter-is-the-best-medicine theory might better appreciate Jojo Rabbit's attempts to approach a horrific subject from a skewed angle. While not as extreme as the Springtime for Hitler subplot in Mel Brooks' classic The Producers, the movie Jojo Rabbit views the Führer as a buffoon in a farcical setting. Sight gags and clownish behaviors occur frequently, while dialogue comes with current catchphrases in modern trappings. Kids talk like adults with more insight and wisdom than their years indicate. In other words, not real. The clearly outrageous behavior of Jojo Rabbit's Nazi characters highlights the obviously wrong-headed tenets of the movement. Ultimately, though, serious moments must step into this horrendous world, so Jojo Rabbit jumps in tone, switching from an audacious conceit to more predictable realities. Blending those opposing qualities proves difficult, but the director generally succeeds and gets help from his terrific cast. Scarlett Johansson stands out in a supporting role as Jojo's mother, walking a line between disagreeing with her son, but letting him act out because it may save his life. Her character demonstrates wry understanding, never playing her emotions for laughs. Others, including comedian Rebel Wilson and Oscar winner Sam Rockwell, follow the story's overall technique and effectively cover their parts with broader strokes. Ultimately, the complicated maneuverings involved in blending farce with tragedy simplifies into traditional conclusions, soul-satisfying in some ways and hard to swallow in others, but certainly worthy of attention. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.